I've had the time of my life. 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show going on here. That is a perfect place to start with that song for the Daily Dish for today, as another sequel to Dirty Dancing could be in the works, where that song, of course, is featured. Jennifer Grey and Lionsgate Studio have a plan together. There aren't a lot of details right now, but according to Deadline.com, the studio and Jen are collaborating on a new film that involves dancing. That's all we know. Now, we also know, of course, that she's missing a great deal of her co-stars because most of them have passed away. So hopefully Jennifer Grey will at least be involved so there's some level of familiarity there. Nick Cannon apologized on Wednesday for his anti-Semitic comments. He removed the podcast episode Cannon's Class, where he made uninformed and naive remarks. In a Twitter thread, Cannon expressed his shame for the podcast and that it reinforced the worst stereotypes of a proud and magnificent people. Nick added, quote, "My deepest and most sincere apologies to my Jewish sisters and brothers for the hurtful and divisive words." Nick Cannon was not so contrite with ViacomCBS, who fired him from the VH1 show Wildin' Out. He claimed that they owe him an apology. Also, he demanded ownership of his billion-dollar Wildin' Out brand. He will remain as host and executive producer of The Masked Singer. Fox TV already taped the third season before the pandemic hit. Firing Nick Cannon would have required scrubbing an entire season of filming and disqualifying the winner. And Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Apple all had their Twitter accounts hacked on Wednesday. The con artist posts messages imploring followers to send Bitcoin to their account. Posing as the public figures, they said they'd double whatever anyone deposited for the next 30 minutes. Those accounts are secure now, but there's no word on how the hackers gained entry to so many celebrity accounts yesterday.